Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence and your provision and your goodness. So we commit today to you, establish our thoughts, attitudes, and actions in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, precious saints of the Most High, Psalm 98, verse 1.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
Hallelujah. Makes me think of Psalm 90, 96. That we done that 2 weeks ago. That also remember it challenged me, and I trust it challenged you as well to sing to the Lord a new song. We can't always be rely on the old manner, on the old experiences. And then he goes on to say day by day. So it's God is looking for a day by day. Walk with him, and as we see it in the Our Father prayer, give us our daily bread. And yesterday at the church, I had to share my testimony, and I just felt I want to not do it like I normally. I can just roll it off. It's like an essay or oral, but I shared it differently. I took that the Our Father prayer, where Jesus says the Father knows what you need, therefore pray like that. And I said, you know, we all had our time of greeds, and we thought we knew the way, but then when we gave our lives to the Lord, he became our daily bread, the Father, the kingdom, the will of God, and our daily bread, our leadings. So that's what's so important, guys. You know, the goodness of God is available. And we need to anticipate it. Now, how can we anticipate it? We've all had a past where we think God has taken us through health issues, he's taken us through financial issues, he's taken us through children issues. And so we need to anticipate if there's some situations now that your finances is not right, your situation with your children is not right. But you've had a track record of walking with God, and all that you walked with him and experienced him has now made you so much stronger. So the way you go through this trial is so much better. And the song you sing is that the same God that was with me then is with me now. And the Lord of the angel armies, with all the powers of good, that he can overwhelm the powers of darkness. Remember, the powers of darkness is the devil and a third of the angels. We've got two thirds on our side. So whatever your situation, know that God provides on a daily basis, and it will come through. You today need to know that, be strengthened in character because of the past, and sing that new song that just as God was in the past, he's not a God to change his mind, and as he was yesterday, so easy to today, and so will he be like tomorrow. So God is a consistently good, beautiful God. And just thinking about your daily bread, you need to see it this way. I'll send the scripture to you now, that he provides he provides for all. What's that? Spirit, soul, and body, for all in every way, on every occasion, so that we even have good seed. Abundance more to even share and encourage other people with. So know whatever your situation, your God is for you, your God is with you, and sing a song of faith, sing a song of boldness, sing a song giving glory to a good God that has started a wonderful work in your life, and he's with you, and he will never leave or forsake you. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.